USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ida hit landfall Sunday stronger than Hurricane Katrina 16 years earlier to the day. In fact, it was tied for fifth as the strongest hurricane to make landfall in the United States since records have been kept. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards tells Fox News the multi-billion dollar levee system is paying off.
You have to remember that in Hurricane Katrina 16 years ago, it was really the failure of the levee that caused the worst part of that disaster by far. What I can report tonight is the hurricane risk reduction system, the protection system that has been really very much strengthened in the 16 years since Katrina. By the way, about $14 billion worth of investment there. It's holding up extremely well.
Officials confirmed that New Orleans had lost all power due to catastrophic transmission damage from the storm. President Biden pledged a full recovery for areas hit by Hurricane Ida. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
The President and First Lady were present when the remains of American soldiers killed in Afghanistan last Thursday landed on American soil. Jeremy Scott reports.
President Biden, First Lady Jill, and Defense Secretary Austin participated in a dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware on Sunday.
We met with the families of 13 fallen heroes in Afghanistan, who lost their lives in the service of our country, and while we're praying for the best in Louisiana, let's keep them in our prayers as well.
Biden says the 13 U.S. service members who were killed were heroes, noting they were working to get others to safety when they died.
Since the Taliban took over Kabul and most of Afghanistan in America's power vacuum, gunfire from across the Afghan border killed two Pakistani soldiers Sunday. The Pakistani army said it retaliated and killed two or three attackers, a claim not verifiable because the tribal districts along the Afghan border are off limits with no exceptions. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The former president of the Screen Actors Guild and Mary Tyler Moore's TV boss has died of natural causes over the weekend in a suburb of Los Angeles, California. Jeremy Scott reports.
The family of Ed Asner announcing his death on Twitter Sunday. Asner, known best as Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Perhaps no scene more iconic than when he interviews Moore, who plays Mary Richards, for a possible job at the television station he manages.
You know what? You got spunk.
Well,
I hate spunk.
Asner won 7 Emmy Awards, 5 for his work on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. He died at 91. No cause of death has been given. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Gasoline prices have come down slightly. John Clemens reports.
Concern is growing as to what impact Hurricane Ida will have on our nation's oil platforms in the Gulf. But as for right now, oil analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us the price at the pump has dropped 2 cents.
For the first time in 9 months, we have a drop in the retail price of gasoline. The national average dropped 2 cents to $3.23. It's the first time since mid-November that this has occurred.
Lundberg says demand has been weak across the nation.
Gasoline demand was already weak and weakening further with the end of the summer driving season and because of sustained high prices. But crude oil prices dropped substantially in the first of the past 2 weeks.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.